Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pandemi virus corona dan perubahan iklim menjadi agenda puncak di konferensi tingkat tinggi G20 di Arab Saudi. Negara anggota G20 mewakili sekitar 80% dari hasil ekonomi dunia, 2/3 dari populasi global, dan 3/4 dari perdagangan internasional. Berikut ini rangkuman yang disusun oleh Alan Lee. Para anggota Forum Internasional G20, 19 negara ditambah Uni Eropa, telah menyelesaikan pertemuan puncak mereka di Arab Saudi dengan posisi kepemimpinan berpindah dari negara itu ke Italia. Tidak mengherankan, COVID-19 dan perubahan iklim adalah masalah utama yang dibahas oleh para pemimpin dunia yang hadir secara virtual. Raja Arab Saudi Salman mengatakan, negara-negara bergerak untuk menghadapi tantangan pandemi COVID-19.
Qad tabannayna siyasatan hamma min syanha tahqiq at-ta'afi wusulan ila iqtisad.
We have adopted important policies that will achieve recovery all the way to an economy that is resilient, sustainable, inclusive and balanced. These policies will also maintain the momentum to make the global trade system work for all and create the conditions to achieve sustainable growth.
G20 dimulai pada tahun 1999 sebagai forum bagi menteri keuangan dan gubernur bank sentral untuk membahas ekonomi dunia. Namun setelah krisis keuangan global tahun 2008, G20 mulai melibatkan para pemimpin negara anggota. Italia mengambil alih presidensi G20 mulai tanggal 1 Desember. Perdana Menteri Italia Giuseppe Conte berjanji, forum akan terus memprioritaskan penanganan pandemi virus corona.
La risposta sanitaria e socio-economica alla pandemia che ha causato continua.
The health and social and economic response to the pandemic, which has caused and continues to cause immense suffering to the human race and has already dealt significant blows to the world economy, will of course continue to be at the top of our agenda to keep the international community's commitment to the COVID-19 response high. We will be committed to addressing the main challenges of the health emergency, with particular reference to universal and equitable access to vaccines and strengthening health systems.
Meskipun kelompok G20 mewakili negara paling kuat secara ekonomi di dunia, ada komitmen untuk membuat vaksin COVID-19 yang berhasil untuk tersedia bagi semua penduduk dunia. Kanselir Jerman Angela Merkel mengatakan, tantangan virus harus dijawab oleh semua negara.
Fortunately, there is now hope for vaccines, and in this respect the question arises very specifically that we are not only securing vaccines for ourselves in Europe, as the European Commission is doing, but that this is also important and right for all the countries of the world. This has been reaffirmed in particular by the G20 participants from Africa, that is to say by the President of South Africa, Mr. Ramaphosa, and by President Kagame from Rwanda. Germany has paid into this COVAX fund, but there is still a considerable lack of funds and therefore we have to continue here.
Perdana Menteri Australia Scott Morrison termasuk di antara para pemimpin yang berjanji dalam draft komunike G20 untuk membayar distribusi yang adil dari vaksin dan tes COVID-19 di seluruh dunia, terlepas dari kekayaan. Tantangan perubahan iklim yang sedang berlangsung adalah topik utama diskusi lainnya. Presiden China Xi Jinping berpendapat bahwa sangat penting bagi negara-negara untuk memperkuat respons mereka terhadap perubahan iklim dan untuk sepenuhnya menerapkan Perjanjian Paris.
Dear colleagues and friends, the Earth is our shared home. We may follow the vision of a community with a shared vision for mankind and pitch in to tackle climate and other environmental challenges, and protect the blue planet. Let me share my thoughts with you on what G20 could do. First, we could strengthen our response to climate change. G20 should continue to lead in tackling climate change. We need to follow the guidance of the UNFCCC, and push for the full and effective implementation of the Paris Agreement on climate change. Not long ago, I announced China's initiative to scale up its nationally determined contributions and strive to peak carbon dioxide emissions by 2030 and achieve carbon neutrality by 2060. China will honor its commitment and see the implementation through.
Presiden Amerika Serikat Donald Trump tidak setuju dengan konsensus ini, meskipun Presiden terpilih Joe Biden telah siap mengatakan ia bermaksud agar Amerika berkomitmen kembali pada Perjanjian Paris segera setelah ia menjadi presiden. Presiden Trump membela keputusannya untuk menarik Amerika Serikat dari apa yang disebutnya Perjanjian Iklim Paris yang sepihak, yang ia klaim hanyalah tipuan untuk menghancurkan ekonomi Amerika.
To protect American workers, I withdrew the United States from the unfair and one-sided Paris Climate Accord. A very unfair act for the United States. The Paris Accord was not designed to save the environment, it was designed to kill the American economy. I refuse to surrender millions of American jobs and send trillions of American dollars to the world's worst polluters and environmental offenders. And that's what would have happened.
Ia mengklaim bahwa sejak menarik diri dari kesepakatan Paris, Amerika Serikat telah mengurangi emisi karbon lebih banyak daripada negara manapun di dunia.
Our air is 7% cleaner than when I took office. At the same time, we've made America energy independent. Bolstered by our historic tax and regulatory cuts, the United States is now the number one producer of oil and natural gas in the world.
Segera setelah menyelesaikan pidatonya sendiri di G20, Presiden Trump pergi ke lapangan golf tidak tinggal untuk mendengarkan apa yang dikatakan oleh para pemimpin dunia lainnya.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.